four, three, two.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. Once more, I am proud to present live music in the White Plains Cable TV studio. My special guest today is a man of many talents, a Renaissance man, so to speak. I've known him for many years, active in doing good deeds in terms of fundraiser events, Westchester County educator, Mr. Al Franco.
Hi, thank you, Roger, for having me on.
It's my pleasure. I know you host your own TV show.
I do.
But I don't want to go on that show.
Fine.
I'm already divorced.
We don't want you on the show.
No, what is the name of that show?
I have a show called The Divorce Channel, which is a show about divorce issues and encouraging people, if they have to get divorced, to do it more friendly, constructively. And that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, well, I had taken your advice. The lawyers had got us all heated up. Then we threw the lawyers out, we sat down, wrapped it up, done, and the lawyers were mad.
And you did it right.
Right. Because the money went to us instead of them.
That's what we talk about. You want to send your kids to college or your lawyer's kids to college?
Well, just one thought. In Jersey, where I got divorced, they have this great thing where you both of you and your lawyers can go in front of a retired judge. They will present the case. He will rule on the case. And that gives you really a basis for settlement because you get an idea of what's really going to happen if you go to court. And once we did that, we just worked around the settlement, he said.
I like it.
But anyway, off the topic. You are a harmonica educator. What is the name of your new website?
Well, I have a new harmonica teacher website. It's harmonicateacher.com. Just to give people a little overview where they can find me, etc. A couple of little sound clips, they can hear some stuff. It's basic site, but I teach harmonica out of my home in Mount Kisco.
And why don't you give us a little mini lesson? You got your harps laid out here?
Sure. This is your basic 10-hole diatonic, about $20-25 at any local music store, a little cheaper online, but then you got to pay the shipping, so unless you're buying a whole bunch of them, the local music store works just fine. There's a lot of music you can get out of a little 10-hole diatonic. I've been playing for almost 40 years. That makes me old, but I enjoy it quite a lot. I'm self-taught. The last couple of years, I've gotten some turbo boosting from a fantastic harp player by the name of Carlos Colina, who's out in Jersey. He's just amazing.
We've played with Carlos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Carlos is amazing. Hell of a nice guy, too, but he really knows his stuff. So he's shown me a lot of good things. But I've been teaching for a while now. I teach adults. I teach kids. One of my background professional issues besides music is I'm a child therapist. So I work a lot with kids, and I'm very comfortable working with, you know, young kids, etc. So showing them harmonica is a real kind of a no-brainer.
Why don't you, well, first of all, I feel remiss. Dave Fields is here. He's going to be doing another show, but he's graciously agreed to sit in so we can accompany you. Why don't you give us like a real 3-minute lesson on how to play?
Sure. Well, there are different techniques on the harmonica. First, everybody knows, but people get confused, that each hole, there's 10 holes, that each hole has a blow and a draw.
As opposed to a suck.
Right. Never mind. Blows and draws, okay? When you blow, it has a different sound. If I blow, and if I draw on the same hole, you notice that the tone goes up. If you're on the high end, 7, 8, 9, 10, it actually reverses. So if I blow, it drops. Right?
Wow.
So, right? So 7, 8, 9, 10, the blows and draws reverse in terms of the tone. And because of that, there's something has to do with the configuration of the reeds. You can only bend a note at the higher end of the blow and draw. So on a harmonica 1 through 6, if you want to bend a note, it sounds like this. That's a bent note. You can't bend it on a blow on the low end of the harmonica, and you can't bend it on a draw on the high end. So, makes life interesting. The tones, the sounds that people hear most commonly that they're familiar with are probably bent draw notes at the lower end of the harmonica is a very common kind of bluesy sound, like. Those kind of sounds. When they take a note and kind of depress it a little bit, like, that gives you a lot of opportunity to make different sounds. It also gives it a really bluesy sound.
So what you're doing is you're flattening the note. You're
right.
Making it, okay.
Yeah. Now some people think in order to bend a note you have to really suck it hard or blow it hard or something like
draw
that.
Draw it hard.
I was on one of these online harmonica sites and this little girl out in the Midwest said, my dad said I gotta get on the one whole note and blow it as hard as I can. I said, tell your daddy he's wrong, okay? You actually change the shape of your mouth. And I learned a little technique that's interesting if you want to just learn how to bend notes for starters. Let's say you're doing the easier ones. Drawing on the low end. You take the harmonica and while you're drawing or sucking in, you tilt your harmonica upwards. And by tilting the harmonica upwards like this, you're forcing your jaw and tongue and the whole bottom part of your mouth to kind of follow it, almost like a little bunny rabbit going under a log. And that kind of movement is what creates the bend.
Well, what's always interesting to me is that there's different positions they play the harmonic in. Like Bob Dylan will play in the same key as the guitar players playing in, but blues musicians play a fourth above?
Right. Most harmonica players, for most of the time at least, play in what we call second position, sometimes called cross harp. So we'll start like here. So if the guitars are playing in A, the harmonica is going to be in the key of D. So it sounds like. So if Roger or Dave play something in the key of A, just strum a couple things. I'm in D. That's second position.
Tell you what, we're going to play in E. So you're going to play in.
If you're in E, I'm in A.
Okay.
E, F, A.
So we're going to do a little shuffle. Interesting thing about a shuffle, a lot of the rhythms of popular music are based upon the contemporary mode of transportation. So when blues were popular in the 40s and in the 30s and the 40s, the horse was the means of transportation, and the shuffle is the gait of a horse. That's why today you don't hear a lot of shuffles, because people have SUVs and trucks, and you have different rhythms that are associated with them.
But yet it's also called a flat tire, right? So
that's right.
Yeah. The only other thing I just want to mention in terms of harmonic, you heard me play the bending notes. The other very commonly used technique is a warble. It sounds like this. So listen for the warble sound while we play, too.
Okay, so we're going to start in E. We'll hang on E. I'll start singing. And we'll stop at the end of each verse. Here we go. Okay. Oh, Yeah.
That worked.
The amazing disappearing.
We've never
heck.
Played together before.
Yeah. Keep talking.
All right. Awesome job. So. I especially get gray picks, so I can never find them when I drop them.
Either that or get a different color rug, dude.
So. Hey, thank you.
It's contrast. It's all about contrast.
All right. But, I mean, we all play in dark, smoky clubs. Mm. Okay. So now we're going to do, that was an original of mine called Talk, Talk, Talk. And once more, the joke is on me. I wrote that about someone I used to know many years ago, and I was thinking about it today on the way here, and I'm thinking, you know what, dude? It's really about yourself. You know, like Billy Joel's song. What's that Billy Joel song that he has one where he's really ripping on some guy, and he admits it's himself. Anyway, let's talk about your song, Tribute to 9/11.
Well, in psychology land, we call that a projection, folks. Sometimes when people dream about somebody else, it's really about them. It's very cool stuff.
Hey, it's always about me.
So, all right. Well, you want me to do my song here, right?
Slow blues and C minor.
Slow blues. Let me just tell you quickly, there's a difference between something called second position and third position. I'm going to play this song in third position. Here's second position. Sounds like this. Now, if I take a different key harmonica in third position, it's a totally different key, but I'm playing it on a different part of the harp, and it's going to have more of a minor key sound.
So what key is this third position harp?
I was playing the second position in the key of F, which is your key of C.
Right.
And still in the key of C, if I play in B flat, third position, because it's configured differently, trust me, when I'm playing in third position, it's going to have more of a minor sound, but I'm playing in a different key for my harmonica. It's still going to blend with C. It's going to sound like C minor. So
yeah.
Works, right?
Yeah, natural minor.
You know, it just feels like Spinal Tap. Sorry, I'm playing in fourth key. Okay, let's do it. You want to count it in?
Sure. So we're coming in.
We're coming in right on the top. You play 1/12 bar, and then you sing. We do the quick four.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Gertrude. So much venom they release. But more hate is not the answer. I just felt like I had to do something, so I wrote that song. So,
very nice. When people come to hear you play, what can they expect?
Not that.
You don't play that song?
People come out to have fun. And when I play that song, I mean, I play it at usually a jam or, you know, on the anniversary of 9/11. But once in a while I'll play it, but I find if people go to a bar or a club or a party or something, they don't want to hear it. You know, people like the blues, but they don't want it to be like too down in the dumps blues.
So they want to hear Good Time Charlie.
Good Time Charlie, or yeah, something like that. You know, I Shot My Baby in the Head. Something fun, you know.
So, let me ask you this question. Your heroes, harp players, who are your heroes?
Two main heroes of legendary fame, I would say, are James Cotton and Paul Butterfield. Paul Butterfield died quite a few decades back, but Cotton's still around. I saw him at B.B. King's several months ago.
How was he?
Awesome. He's getting on in years, and he's a little forgetful, but he can still play a hell of a harp. He's great. And Carlos Colina, lesser known, but just a great, great harp player.
Now, so, Carlos also plays the chromatic harp.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
That, I gotta admit, that's my favorite, the way Stevie Wonder plays it. I've seen Toots Thielemann in concert. Mm-hmm. Do you play chromatic harp? Or?
I have one. I can play Habanagila, but not well. I'll just honk a note here, so, I mean,
it's really a whole different
instrument.
It's
a whole different instrument. It's got this little nifty key on it, so it's like the black and white keys on the piano.
So you're Big Al when you play this one.
At least for a moment. Yeah, you stand on a box or something like that. So it has a very different sound to it.
Almost sounds like an accordion.
Yeah, it does. Play a little fiddle on the roof. Yeah. It has that definitely different kind of sound to it.
Let's talk about the... It's getting harder and harder to ask this question because as my guests get younger and younger, they don't know what a CD is. They don't know what it means to actually buy a CD.
You're in luck then because I'm old. So,
for you, I can say, what 33s would you bring?
Yes.
Now, really, what CD, what two or three CDs would you bring to a desert island?
Well, I would probably like Paul Butterfield, Paul Butterfield's greatest hits. I forget there's a name for it, but that has Born in Chicago on it, which is one of my favorite tunes.
That's from his first album.
Right, and Driftin' and Driftin', good tunes on that CD. I love Butterfield plays in such kind of a haunting, both his vocals and his harp playing, this is kind of a haunting sound to which what I really like. Cotton, anything. But I like, my favorite is Best of the Verve Years. Cotton Crop Blues and some really great tunes in there. So that's a wonderful CD.
If you could put together your dream band, people living or dead, if the world ended and everybody just got together, like in the Book of Revelations, mm-hmm. right? Then, and you could do a couple of shows. You know, you could do three sets. Tell me some people who would populate your band.
Do they have to be famous, or can they be local, or both?
Well, I would rather have them. You can mention local, but people are really interested in, yeah. you know.
Well, it'd be fun to just jam with Dylan. You know.
Okay.
Dylan was the guy who got me started on harp. I mean, he's not the world's best harp player by anybody's reckoning, I'm sure, especially his. He's good, but his style, I mean, is just Dylan. I mean, he's kind of like such a unique character. I mean, his singing, is the songs he wrote, the way he played harp. But when I heard him play Rainy Day Woman and he's bending those notes, I must have been about 14. When I heard it the first time, I went, I gotta learn how to do that. So Dylan inspired me. I'd love to play with Dylan. It would be fun.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me how you can put almost any video, any images to a song, and it looks like they're in rhythm. His playing, he'll go up and down that harp, mm-hmm. and it just sounds good, and I'm not quite sure he's even consciously thinking of what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just doing it, and it sounds good.
So Stevie Wonder is another amazing, amazing harp player, and you know, plays that big chromatica and stuff. It would be fun to jam with Stevie. Such a talented guy.
What about a rhythm section? You know, guitar, bass, drums, keyboards.
Well, one of my favorite, if I had another CD to drag along, if I could sneak another one
sure.
in there, it would be Wheels of Fire from The Cream, which is what I grew up on. I must have listened to that album 90 million times at least. Drove my mother crazy. But
I was at the concert that was recorded at the Garden.
That's impressive.
I didn't appreciate it back then.
Well, Wheels of Fire is just a great, great album, and you know, enjoy that. Ginger Baker on drums. I saw them at the Garden last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ginger Baker is probably in his mid to late 60s. He can still play a hell of a solo.
So they sound as good?
Yeah, yeah. And Jack Bruce on bass and vocals. He even plays a little harmonica, and of course Eric Clapton. So great stuff.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming down, Al. Want to thank Dave for sitting in and helping us make Al sound great.
Well, thank
and I'll
you.
Be seeing you around.
Thanks so much.
All right. From the top.